when people look to explain the continued lackluster performance of the U.S. economy or the sputtering housing market, the topic of student debt is almost assuredly to emerge. Anecdotes shared around water coolers create the impression that high levels of student debt are typical, that there are baristas with $75,000 in debt and poets who need to come up with $100,000 or more. But according to writer David Leonard, such instances are not particularly commonplace. They are outliers, and our intense focus upon such situations is, quote, warping our understanding of bigger economic problems, close quote. According to him, the share of income that young adults devote to loan repayment has remained fairly steady over the past two decades, this based upon data released by the Brookings Institution. Only 7% of young adult households are associated with more than $50,000 in student debt. By contrast, 58% of such households have debt below $10,000, and an additional 18% have between $10,000 and $20,000 in student debt. Accordingly, the problem seems not to be the graduates of top-tier schools who have significant debt. Many of them will do just fine. Rather, the problem revolves around those who emerged from college with a modest amount of debt but failed to obtain a degree. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.